President Bush is spending today in the small African nation of Botswana. He was greeted at the airport by a large crowd. Botswana is facing an AIDS disaster. Nearly 4 of every 10 adults in Botswana is HIV positive. Life expectancy in the country is below 40 years for citizens between the ages of 15 and 49. The president is expected to use his visit to Botswana to promote his proposed $15 billion program to fight AIDS across Africa. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president. The president's in Botswana only a few hours. What's on his schedule?
He's here for 6 hours total. There was a very festive arrival ceremony. Aside from the military band that we just heard, there were dance troops and traditional African music and singing school children. He is meeting with Botswana's president, Festus Mogae. This is a country with a very stable democracy. It has regular elections, it has multiple political parties, it has an open political system. So the president will celebrate that as something many African countries could emulate. Botswana is especially interested in President Bush's call for more U.S. money for AIDS prevention and treatment. That money has not yet been approved, but again, you just stated, Bob, the grim AIDS statistics for this country. So President Mogae will talk about how Botswana will use any funds this country can get to fight AIDS and to supplement what they're already doing. So on one hand, you've got this AIDS crisis here, but Botswana also has a thriving, growing economy, thanks mostly to the diamond mines here. And trade is a big part of Mr. Bush's message across Africa. He's also touring while he's here something called a global competitiveness hub, which promotes business ties between the U.S. and countries in southern Africa. But the concern on the part of Botswana's leaders is that the AIDS crisis could undermine any economic gains that they're seeing.
There's a nature reserve on the schedule.
This is a country that's big on ecotourism. There are great giant reserves for roaming elephant herds and other wildlife. But President Bush, being here just for a couple of hours on this whirlwind race across the continent, has not blocked out any real time for anything extensive there. He is, though, today touring a very small, it's just 30 square kilometers, a small nature park that's used for education. It's kind of like a zoo with no cages. And he will see orphaned elephants and endangered white rhinos and zebras and cheetahs and other things. It's not a safari, but it's the closest the president will come to any wildlife on this particular trip.
It's his first official trip to Africa. How's he being received?
I would say very well. There have been some protests, nothing large, certainly nothing like we see when he attends one of those G8 summits. The papers in the cities he's visited have written about the fact that the war in Iraq was unpopular here and about the concern that the United Nations was undermined by the U.S. policies. And there are persistent questions about what the U.S. will do in Liberia and whether the U.S. will send in troops. And that's the question the president has not yet answered here. But ultimately, you do get the sense that there's a real appreciation that the president has come, that even if there are these disagreements on important issues, that it's always a good thing when an American president pays attention to the African continent and comes here to meet African leaders in their own countries.
Uganda's next was planned there.
That, too, is a short stop. He'll be in Uganda tomorrow for about 3 hours. The focus there will be AIDS policy. Uganda has had great success in fighting AIDS and has what's considered a model program to confront the epidemic. So the president will give a speech there on AIDS, and he'll tour an AIDS treatment center.
NPR's Don Gagne traveling with the president in Botswana in southern Africa.